Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos Daf Ches, begin the Amud Aleph. Begin the taste of Maschil Tes, begins the words of the Gemara, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Hacha Be'ilan Ha'imed V'chulu, here we're talking about a tree that stands, etc. Tes asks and answers on this opinion of Abaye. That is, the assumption of the Gemara originally was that the Machlekes Rebbe and Rabbanon, regarding when you throw something and it lands on a small protrusion, was in this halacha of Rav Chisda. That he says that you don't have to have hanocha placement on Mokum Dalid. And that Abaye says, no, in Rishas Yachad, no one's going to disagree. And everyone's going to hold like Rav Chisda, that you don't have to have a placement on an area that's 4 tefachim squared. The Machlekes was, as our taste of Maschil is going on that part of the Gemara, that regarding a tree that's in Rishas Yachad, and the branch then it leans out towards Rishas Aram, and someone throws in Rishas Aram, it lands on the branch. According to Rebbe, it's like it landed on the trunk itself, and therefore you're going to be chayv. According to Rabbanan, no, it's like you didn't throw it on the trunk, and therefore you're not going to be chayv. Now it says, Taisus, Tamilari. The Re wonders, the Tvei Nichalei Lameimer, to the contrary, it would have been better off to say the Pligi B'Rav Chisda, not the way, so to speak, Abaye is answering for Rav Chisda. It would have been better to say that actually that they're disagreeing in this halacha Rav Chisda. And at least Rav Chisda Karebi, that at least Rav Chisda will be like Rebbe, that he also holds that it's going to be, you don't need a Mokam Adal. And the Rabbanon, that they don't hold like Rav Chisda. And that would have been better to explain that for Rav Chisda. Why? Because the Lishanui the Abaye is actually, contrarily, according to the Abaye's answer, that actually they're not disagreeing with Rav Chisda. Meaning, we don't find anyone saying not like him, but neither do we find anyone saying like him. So now actually we're in a worse off state for Rav Chisda than we were in the question. Because Kol Shekhen in the Kashya of Chisda, now we even have a bigger difficulty with Rav Chisda. Why? Tais explains. There's a Brisa later on, Daf Kof Amud Aleph, that says, that's not like Rav Chisda, because the Pligi Rabban Reb Meir, in that Brisa, is Machlekes Rabban and Reb Meir. Bazar Kalamala Masav, someone throws above 10 Tfachim from the ground, Venach Bechur Kol Shekhen, and it lands in a small little hole. The Reb Meir, Mechai, Reb Meir says you're going to be liable. Why? What I mean? It's above 10 Tfachim from the ground. It's not Rosh Hashanah. Oh, we say that we view the hole, although it's very small, as if it was excavated. So it's like in Rosh Hashanah, because it's above 10 Tfachim. And we view it as if it has a space of Dal Tfachim. You're going to be exempt. But I'm a cool maid, but one thing we see that all of them agree to be in the Mokum Dal Rosh Hashanah. You see when it's landing here in the Rosh Hashanah, in this crack, which is Rosh Hashanah. The question is it qualified? Is it bona fide Rosh Hashanah? Is it Mokum Dal or not? But one thing we see is that it has to have the Mokum Dal. So if you say Chayin LaHashlam, you'll have the Mokum Dal. If you don't say, you're not going to have. So therefore, Rav Meir says, Yichayin, Rabban says you're going to be Potter. But both opinions here are not like Rav Chisda. At least, according to the Gemara's Havamin in our Gemara, that at least Rav Chisda was like Rebbe. But based on what Abaye is saying, Rebbe's not like him either. The Rabban are not like him. Not like him, but we don't have anyone supporting him. But if that's the case, then we have a difficulty from a different Braisa that actually everyone's not like him. At least if we had Rebbe, he would be like Rebbe. So it's Taisa V'Yashem V'Yashem, maybe what you could say is, the time of the Rav Chisda, that the reason Rav Chisda holds that you don't have to have a placement on the area of 4 Tvachim squared in Rishas Yachad, what's the logic of his theory, is because we view the whole house, the whole Rishas Yachad, as if it's filled up with things. And actually, it's not that you don't need. It's as if it is placed in the Mokum Dalad. But regarding the case of the wall, you can't say as if it's filled up with airspace, because that's only in the airspace of the home. But an object that's not on the ground of Rosh Hashanah, it's just stuck on the wall of the house, that you can't say as if it's viewed, that be'inan shehi b'chur dal dal, that he would agree that you need to have a makam dal dal. And if that's the case, Rav Chisda would be both like Remei and Rechacham, it wouldn't be difficult, yes. In that case of the Chor, which is just on the wall, you would need Dal Dal, and therefore that doesn't contradict Rav Chisda, and therefore Abaye has decided, instead of saying that the Rabbanan are not like him, and only Remei is like him, he says, no, they could all be like him, and the Braisa later on is not going to be difficult on him from any of those opinions, because, again, Rav Chisda would agree over there that you, although it's, so to speak, Rosh Hashanah, but since it's not in the airspace of Rosh Hashanah, you cannot say command the Mal Yadami, he would agree that you need Mokam Dal Dal, and therefore it's not difficult on him from that Braisa. Tim next tells the Maschil, this begins with the words of the Gemara, Rechav Shisha Potter. If it's six Tfachim wide, then the one who threw it is going to be Potter, which Tesis comes to qualify the measurements precisely of this Keveris, of this Behav that we're discussing here in the Gemara. So that it should qualify as Rosh Hashanah. There's a Gemara broad, according to Abaye, if you throw a kaveris, this basket, which it has a height of 10 tefachim, the width of 6 tefachim, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be potter. Why? Isn't that a haitzah? Since this kaveris is itself a rishus ayachid, it has the dimensions of a private domain, so on Shabbos, you're only liable for throwing out an object and not for throwing out a domain. That's what Abaye says. Now, Pirush Rach, Rabbi Nachman will explain, the davka nokat shisha. It was precisely so that this kaveris, which is generally round, that has to have a diameter of 6 tvachim. Why? Because the daifne kaveris, because the walls of the basket itself, yesh behen shnei chumshin, has 2/5. So it comes out that if you have this kaveris with a circumference of 6 tvachim, the inside is going to be 5 3/5 of a tefach, because the other 2/5 are taken up by the wall. Now, b'tzorach shehi avern, the Rebbein Chanan holds that the ear space has to be dalg b'teich kaveris. It has to be 4 tvachim inside the kaveris. And therefore, the only way you'll get to that calculation is if you have in totality 6, taking away the 2/5, when you're left with 5 3/5, you actually come out exactly when you're going to square out inside that circle, exactly to be 4 tvachim. Now, that's regarding the width. But for gevay yud, regarding the height of 10 tvachim, avagav de ein aver gevay yud, even though you're not actually having an ear space of 10 tvachim, ela im hashalayim, rather with the bottom of the basket, that's Rebbein Chanan, that is mitzdarfin de ma'aver lein gevay. That actually does combine with the ear space for the height of it being rishas ayachid. The reason is because the hilchasa, because we have halacha mishmei Sinai, that gidud hey, if you have a pile that's 5 tvachim high, umechitze hey, and on top of that mound, you have a wall 5 tvachim high, then mitzdarfin, the mound, which is 5 tvachim high, combines with the walls 5 tvachim high to make a rishas ayachid of 10 tvachim. So therefore, says Rebbein Chanan, same thing would be the bottom of the basket will combine with the walls of the basket to make for a height of 10 tvachim to be considered rishas ayachid, as we find this halacha mishmei Sinai in Erev and Daf Tzadik Gimel Mapes. Now, as Tosafos explains, Avagav the Rashi pierced, even though actually Rashi explains that halacha of the gidut hei umechitzes hei, of the mound 5 tvachim and the wall 5 tvachim, actually not the way we just described it. He describes it as a case, if you have a pit that's 5 tvachim deep, and you make walls around the pit, and then you make walls on top of that pit, oh, if that's the case, that's not similar to the case of Kaveris over here, to the case of Gidu and Mechitza, because over there, at least you have inside the ear space of the pit with the walls on top, so although one is in depth and one is in height, but you have an ear space of 10 tvachim, here, you don't have an ear space of 10 tvachim, but says Taisis, Ein Pirushi Nira. It doesn't seem to be interpreting the Gidut and Mechitza the way Rashi says it, because that's not. Because we learn in the Mishnah over there, Nav Tzadik Tes, Amid Aleph and Amid Beis, that Bar B'chul Yasai, if someone has a pit, and you have around the pit, you have what's called Chul Yasai, where you put the Chayil, you put the sand that you dug out of it, around the pit, a height of 5 Tvachim. So if you have the pit, which is deep 5 Tvachim, and you have Chul Yasai, which is what you dug out of it to make a wall 5 Tvachim, says the Gemara over there, says the Mishnah Mitztarf, they combine. Says Taisis Vimkei, now if you say like Rashi, the Gidut Hei Mechitza Hei, is the way he described it, did you make a wall 5 Tvachim over the pit, which itself is 5 Tvachim? So the Hechid Polygraph Chizdolam and the Hakkard of Chizdolam disagree and say that Eim Mitztarf does not combine, Kivin the Mesnein Hei, we just described, that's the case of the Halacha of the Mishnah, of Baruch V'chol Yosef, that they are Mitztarf. According to Rashi, that's the same Halacha of Gidud and Mechitza, so how could he say that that's a Machlekes HaMerom when it's a Mishnah? Moreover, B'chol Gagais, the Perek Kol Gagais in the Erev and Tzadik Gimel Mabez, when the Gemara is there discussing regarding two courtyards, that one is higher than the other one, a height of 5 tvachim. And besides being that the earth is 5 tvachim higher, they added on a wall of 5 tvachim. So Amrin Behedya, the Gemara explicitly says over there that even Rav Chisda holds that the upper courtyard is considered distinct from the lower courtyard regarding the laws of Eruv Chatzeres, because the Maidra of Chisda B'tachtayna, Chisda agrees regarding the lower courtyard that it's considered distinct area from the upper one, Ha'il V'Raya Pnei Yud, since it sees a wall surface of 10 tvachim high, so the one on the bottom is seeing 10 tvachim. Now, if you say Gid Chamisha Mechitz Chamisha is a wall of 5 tvachim on top of a pit that's 5 tvachim, then how is it possible to say Rav Chisda holds that it does not combine? We say over here that he admits, he agrees by the lower courtyard that it is a separate domain. So you see, he agrees. How can you say that he disagrees if that's the same case? So because of these questions, Taisa explains differently, as he was saying before, what is the halach of Gidud and Mechitza? And let's talk about they have to explain the Gidud and Mechitza, what that means. You made a wall of 5 tvachim above a mound that's 5 tvachim. And therefore, that's not like you have any ear space. You don't have an ear space. You don't need. As long as you have a wall of 10 tvachim, then it's going to be considered, and therefore you see that the bottom of the basket, although you don't have an ear space of 10 tefachim, will combine for the height, but for the width, that you don't count the wall, and therefore Ben Chanan says exactly it has to be 6 tefachim in the diameter, so they have a square, because you're only going to have 5 3/5 inside, and then if you go ahead and make a square inside of that, that comes out to exactly 4 tefachim squared. However, Tais rejects this interpretation of Rabbeinu Chanan, who holds that the width of the mechitzas are not included in the 4 tefachim squared that you need to be a Rishos HaYachim. Ve'einir appears Rabbeinu Chanan. Does not seem correct, the interpretation of Rabbeinu Chanan. To Oive Chulyas Habar, because we find that the thickness of the walls of the pit, Mitztarf Na Mechalal Habar Larba, it does combine with the ear space of the pit for Rishos HaYachim to be 4 tefachim squared, Mishum Dechazi L'meinachala, maybe because it's fit to put something on top of that, like a board of wood that you could use and put on top of the pit and its wall, Ulishtamish, and to use it, Kedam Perk Chaloin, like the Gemara says over there in Erevin Dafayin Chasem and Alam, Gab Maloi Kula B'Yasedis. When you take a beam, when you take a platform and you fill the whole top with pegs, which you cannot utilize it, even so, but since you could put a board on top of those pegs for an area for tefachim and use it, so it's considered Rishos HaYachid. So you see that it's not the case, that actually you do consider the walls to combine. And therefore, El Tzarech Lemer, rather what you have to say is that Hodinakar HaKashisha, rather, not Lagomen Chanel, rather this that we say that the Kaveris has to be 6 tefachim in the width, that Loidok, it's not precise, can the Pirish Rashi, like Rashi explains, and it actually would be enough if it was 5 tefachim and 3/5. It's just that it rounded it off, and so it said 6. But so Taisa told us the interpretation of Rabbeinu Chanan, that specifically it said that the Kaveris has to be a width of 6, because you don't consider the width of the walls for the dimensions of the 4 tefachim to make it Rishos HaYachid. So therefore you needed 6, so that when you have 5 3/5, then it's going to be squared out inside a 4. And Rashi disagrees, that Taisa has proved that no, that 6 was not precise, and it was not precise as a stringency. It actually would be enough to be considered Rishos HaYachid to be putter if it was 5 3/5, even including the walls itself. Now, we continue with the next Taisa Maschil. Taisa begins the words of the Gemara, Ruchav Shisha Potter. If it's 6 tefachim wide, like we said in the previous Divrei Maschil, then one is going to be exempt. Which Taisa asks on the opinion of Abaya from Abaya's own words later on. That is, the Gemara brought this halach of Abaya that if someone throws from Rishos HaYachid to Rishos HaRam a basket that's 10 tefachim high and 6 tefachim wide, he's going to be putter. The Taisa explains that the reason why he's putter is because Shakaveris Atzma Nasas Rishos HaYachid Kisha Tenuach. And this is not like the way Rashi says it, that the basket itself becomes Rishos HaYachid when it lands. Meaning, even though before it lands, it's not Rishos HaYachid, so essentially it is like throwing a kli. Even so, you're going to be potter. And therefore, so essentially what it really becomes is, you really were throwing through Rishos HaRam, because it wasn't a Rishos HaYachid until it lands. But it's like throwing from a Rishos HaYachid, which is where the person was who threw it, into a Rishos HaYachid, because, in other words, it ends up becoming a Rishos HaYachid when it lands, but it went through a forbidden area, which is the trajectory of the basket before it lands. It's not a Rishos, it's considered like a Kli, so it's going through Rishos HaRam, but since it landed Rishos HaYachid, so to speak, because it is itself a Rishos HaYachid, even though it's landing Rishos HaRam, the Potter, and then you're going to be Potter even before it lands, where it was in a liable area, Kedamalel, like the Gemara said previously, and Avdalam and Alf. We don't learn out throwing from passing, where though by passing, when you pass through the Rishos HaRam, when you go from Rishos HaYachid to Rishos HaYachid Yechayiv, but by throwing, we don't learn that out to be the case, and therefore, you're going to be Potter, which that's the case with Tumah if you're throwing. Now, Morba says, Taizav, a filler Rabbi Kiva, even according to Rabbi Kiva, that he says, when you throw from Rishos HaYachid to Rishos HaYachid through Rishos HaRam in the middle, you're going to be Chayiv, that's because the Amaklut Kimisha Hunchadam, he holds the concept that when it's contained in the airspace, it's as if it landed. So, yeah, when it passes through Rishos HaRam, it's like it landed over there, then you're going to be chayiv. But, hacha pata, he would agree that you would be potter. Why? Because the hamakam shimunachas, anywhere where this basket, so to speak, lands, if it actually landed, chashav Rishos HaYachid. That's the way the lamdas of how Taisus understands the concept over here. It would be considered Rishos HaYachid. So even if you would say that the ear space is like it landed, you'd still be potter. Because if it's landed, and you view it in this lamdas landing, well, then it's a Rishos HaYachid, and you'd be potter. Now, says Taisus the following question. Hash the mashma. Here in our Gemara, it sounds like the pshit leila abaya, that was obvious to abaya, the chashiva kilu nocha acher shenasa Rishos HaYachid, that we view it that it landed after it became Rishos HaYachid. And that's why how we just explained, the way Taisa understands this halacha of abaya, is that it's like you threw a basket from Rishos HaYachid to a Rishos HaYachid through Rishos HaRabim. Meaning, but when it landed, it already was a Rishos HaYachid. because if it wasn't yet Rosh Hashanah Yachid, let's say when it lands, it's still Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, and then only it doesn't become Rosh Hashanah Yachid, then you would be chayv, because it went from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. No, we view this as if it first became the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, although it's really happening at the same time. We view it first it became Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and then it landed, and therefore you're going to be patur, because again, it was going from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to a Rosh Hashanah Yachid through Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. The difficulty is, with Perek HaZarek, later on the Tzadik Tess, on the base of Boyer B'yichid, B'yichid has the following question. Bar Tess, if you have a pit that's 9 tefachim deep, so it's not yet a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but va'akar b'menu chul yibish limel yod, you're digging out a clump of earth. With that digging out of the clump of earth, when you take out that clump, you now made the ear space into 10 tefachim, which it's now Rosh Hashanah Yachid. V'nichim Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, and you put into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, that clump that you took out. So on that says Rabbi Yechidon, Akiris Chayfetz Vasis Mechitza Behadi Adadi Kasu Umechayim. So do you say the object that you picked up, which is that clump of earth, and the making of the walls, because when you take out that clump, you now made the walls into the walls of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which happened at the same time, and therefore you're going to be Chayiv, because you're now taking from Rosh Hashanah Yachid an object into Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Maybe you would say that no, he's not chayiv, because when you took it out, really it was still a karmelis. It wasn't yet a Rosh Hashanah Yachid because it only had 9 tefachim. Now, continues the Gemara, if you're going to say, keeping the lehavi mechitza yud meikar, no, it didn't have walls 10 tefachim in the height, in the airspace from before, so therefore loy mechayiv, you're not going to be liable. So what's with the case of, let's say, bar yud? Let's say you had a pit the other way around, a pit that was 10 tefachim deep. And now you're bringing something into the pit. You take a clump of earth and you're doing a hanocha on the bottom of the pit. And now, but when you put it into the bottom of the pit, now it actually diminishes it. Now it doesn't have a 10 tefachim depth because you made it now with a clump of earth and let's say 9 tefachim. So ma, what's the halacha? Meaning, what's the question? Here it's the reverse. Here, when you're putting down the object, at the same time, you're actually removing the walls at the same time. Because when you're putting it down, you're moving the walls. So would it therefore not be Rosh Hashanah Yachid, or would it still be? No. Says Taisus Vimkein, if that's the case, meaning that's the lumdus, that's the theory of the question. So Abaye the Pshit Le B'machtzelis, Abaye, who's also brought over there, that to him was obvious the following case. Would a mat, a reed mat, the Mevatel Mechitzasa, that he holds that it nullifies the walls, the Kamasim. What's that case? Abaye says over there, you have a pit in the public domain. That's Amuk Yud, V'roichim Ches. It's 10 tefachim deep and it's 8 tefachim wide, which that's Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So you have this Rosh Hashanah Yachid pit in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. And Abaye says the following case. Let's say you throw in a reed mat into the pit. V'chilkei actually lands right in the middle of the pit. It's now separates the two different halves of the pit. And therefore, actually, Abaye says, although you threw from Rosh Hashanah Rabbah to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, pot you can be exempt. Why? Right now, when you threw it in, it doesn't have a width of 4 tefachim because you just split up, you made it into two halves because you made a mechitza, so you split it up. Now each half of the pit in the width doesn't have even 4 tefachim. So it doesn't have, because it was only 8 tefachim in total. Now that you put the reed mat, which takes up some space, each half has less than 4 tefachim. So, v'kolshkein the potabasiyas mechitzam. So if he holds that you're exempt when you nullify the mechitza, for sure he would hold it exempt when you're making the mechitza. In other words, for example, let's say the opposite. Let's say you ripped out the clump of earth from a pit that's 9 tefachim deep and you made it into 10 tefachim deep. We find Rabbi Yechanan that he was in doubt regarding when you took out a clump of earth from a pit that's 9 tefachim and you made it into 10 tefachim, which is making the wall. Whereas by nullifying the wall, it was obvious that you're going to be chayiv. Obviously, the making of the wall is more lenient than the nullifying of the wall. So if Abaye says that even nullifying the wall, you're going to be putter, for sure making the wall is going to hold, you're going to be putter. Now, seemingly the reason is, Mishum dekibin dolei havi mechitza sar meikar, since you didn't have the walls of 10 tefachim in the beginning, so lamechayim, you're not going to be liable. Vim kain, if so, as Taisus Hach will be here when you're throwing the basket. The reason why you're going to be exempt is because it was a Rosh Hashanah Yachid when it landed. But based on what he says later on, he should say that you're going to be chayav over here. But you didn't have the walls in the beginning. Abaye says you have to have the walls there from the beginning, before it lands. In other words, the basket wasn't Rosh Hashanah Yachid before it landed. If so, after that it landed, you don't make it into a wall. Like the case of ripping out the clump of earth, where it's not considered that you took it from Rosh Hashanah Yachid from the beginning. And if that's the case, Harinach, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, V'chayiv. So actually the case Abaye brings over here, it should be like it landed in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, and you actually should be chayiv. How's Abaye say over here, going to be potter? So Yishlem Otesa says, actually he shifts the understanding of what we had up until now. Says the time of the Abaye, the reasoning of Abaye that says you're potter when you're making the wall, when you're ripping out the clump of earth from a pit that's 9 tefachim, making it to 10 tefachim, is not because that you needed to be a domain before it lands. Rather, mishum d'loy chashav loy akir v'loy hanocho ki asi v'hadi adadi. It's simply because he doesn't consider, let's say, in the case of when you're ripping out the clump of earth from a pit that's 9 tefachim, that's not going to be considered an akira, and v'loy hanocha, neither is going to be, let's say, the opposite case, a hanocha, kiyos v'adadi, when it comes together. Meaning, it's not regarding the domain element, it's regarding the flow of the akira and hanocha part of it. So here also, when you're throwing the basket, it's not considered a placement. Since the placement and the making of the wall, and that is when you make the kaveris into a wall, into Rosh Hashanah, when you place it on the ground, it's coming at the same time. And since it's coming at the same time, we cannot view that as a hanocha or akira, and that's the flaw, not in the domain part. And therefore, does it contradict his halacha later on? Now, this was obvious to Rabbi Yechanan. Tfei basiyas mechitza, more the case of when you're making the wall, mebasilik mechitza, than when you're removing the wall. Hayne Mishum says, Taisa, the reason is, like we're saying over here, because didn't we say it's not about the making of the wall, rather it's about the akira nanacha? Yeah, because the dilma akira be'inan shetei chashuva, maybe it's the akira that we need that it to be significant, and therefore he was in doubt in that case, then maybe that you need to be, when you're picking up the clump of earth from the beginning to the end, that it should be a mechitza. And therefore he was in a doubt regarding the case of the pit that's 9 tefachim deep, that you took out the clump and you made it into 10 if you're going to be chayav or not. But by anocha, you don't need to be that it should be hanocha from the beginning till the end. And therefore, Rabbi Yechon held, when you're throwing a mechitza into a pit that has 10 tefachim high and 8 tefachim wide, that you could be chayiv since in the beginning you had anocha. So therefore, it's going to be considered a rishus hayachin. As we find other places, this theory that akira would be more necessary than that of anocha. And therefore, that's why he was more obvious in one case and in doubt regarding the other case. So Tesis told us that the reason why Abaye says you're exempt by throwing the basket is because it becomes Rosh Hashanah when it lands. So it's like throwing Rosh Hashanah from Rosh Hashanah to a Rosh Hashanah, because that's what it ends up being when it lands, through Rosh Hashanah. This that it was more obvious to Abaye that one is exempt when he makes a wall, that we said is like when you're ripping out a clump of earth from a pit that's 9 tefachim deep and you're making it to 10 tefachim. That's not because it wasn't a wall from the beginning, like we say over here. Here it's not a wall in the beginning. Rather, it's for a different reason. It's because when it happens at the same time, we cannot view that as a bona fide akira anocha, and therefore that's what he says, that you're going to be potter, but that doesn't contradict over here that we are going to view it as a Rosh Hashanah, even though it's happening at the same time, because here it's a din in making Rosh Hashanah, and there it's a din in akira and hanocha. We turn to the next taste of Ramaskal. This begins with the words of the Gemara, kafa al piya. Let's say you take the basket and you turn it upside down onto its mouth. Which Tosfos comes to explain, what's the width of the basket that we're talking about here in this case? That is, the Gemara brought that if you have a basket that you turn upside down, so if it has a height of only 7 and a little bit of tefachim, so then you mechayev. If it's more than 7 and a little bit, then you'll be pater. Why? Because immediately, once the basket reaches the airspace of 3 tefachim of the ground, it's like considered as if it landed because of the halach of loved. So we view it as if, even though it didn't touch the ground yet, since within 3 tefachim, we view it as if it's on the ground. Now the thing is, in that case, if it's already on the ground, as if it landed, part of the basket is still above 10 tefachim, and therefore it's in the makom patur, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv in that case. Now, says Taisa Nir L'Riva, it appears to the Riva that arachim shishakai, and this is not like Rashi. We're talking about the basket has a width of 6 tefachim, and therefore he explains as follows. So when the height is of the basket is only 7 and a little bit, so then chayiv can be liable. Why? Which is the earliest it can be considered like it landed. When the walls reach within 3 tefachim from the ground, so it comes that even with the combination of the 3 tefachim of loved, the walls are not above 10 tefachim from the ground. Now, the chiddush in this is that the thickness of the bottom of the basket do not combine. We need that the walls, only specifically that see the ear space of the vessel, that has to have a height of 10 tefachim. Now, as Tosfos forewarns a question. Even though we say when the basket is 10 tefachim high, we do combine the bottom, that the top should be Rosh Hashanah. And Taisa proves it's like we said previously. A similar case is Gabi Bayashain Techa Yud Vachulu. A house that does not have a height of 10 tefachim. We say that the roof completes it to be 10 tefachim. We allow to carry on top of the roof and the whole area because it's considered Rosh Hashanah. So v'kivin da'al gaboy, since on top of the basket, it's considered rishus ha'yachid, so pater ha'zayrig, so therefore the one that throws is going to be exempt. So then why, when you turn it upside down on its lip, it's bottom down, I mean, not bottom down, bottom is up, and you're throwing it upside down, why, if there's not more than seven and a little bit, you're not going to combine the bottom to be together with a tzirf of lavud, why not? But that should be a rishus ha'yachid to exempt the one that throws it, as we find when it has 10 tefachim walls, that the 10th tefach we will combine the bottom. So why by lavud do we not combine the bottom also to be the measurement of 7.5 to combine with the 3 tefachim of lavud? So it says mekamakam, however, because kivin de'in gevay yod, since it does not have in the airs, since it does not have the walls, in the case of lavud, it's not real walls of 10 tefachim. It's elamach mis lavud. It's only the halachic walls with lavud. So that's actually going to be different. In the avar pachas and the gimel and starv, then you cannot have the ear space of less than 3 tefachim combined. Elam kein yu hamechitzes gevay yod, unless you have the walls 10 tefachim high levad hashalayim besides the bottom. Why? Because the law, I mean, love it. It's a limitation of the law of love it. Because you don't say it el b'mechitzah, it's only by actual walls. Because the pirush b'kunchus, like Rashi explains, and Teda, you should know this, that by the basket that you throw, and a proof of this is in the case when you're throwing in the opening is on the top. You need to have that it has a height of 10 tefachim, and we don't say that even less than that you're going to be potter, because with and 3 tefachim from the ground, it's like it's on the ground because of love it. Obviously, because the b'shalayim lamato, when the bottom is downward, loymin lavud. We don't say lavud because we only say it for mechitzos. Mechitzos are only in the ear space, not counting what's on top. So Tosis told us that the case over here of the kaveris that we're turning it upside down has to be a width of 6 tefachim, and therefore, if its height is more than 7 and a little bit, right when it enters into the ear space of 3 tefachim closer to the ground, then you say lavud, and it's as if it's higher than 10 tefachim, and it's going to be reshus for itself. And additionally, you said that we're going to say this only if it's without the bottom, because although we do view the bottom, let's say when it has with the bottom walls of 10 tefachim, because we do consider the bottom with the walls. But when you're coming with the halachic chidush of lavud, lavud was only said in regards to mechitzas, and mechitzas only with real mechitzas, not the bottom, as we find by when you're throwing it right side up, when then you don't say lavud because the bottom is facing in the bottom. Then, because we see that we don't say lavud unless it pertains to walls, to mechitzas, and not to the bottom part, let's say even if it's upside down, you're not going to combine that for this halacha, and therefore it has to be specifically 7.5 without the bottom of the basket. Continuing next, Tosfos Maskil, Tosfos begins the words of the Gemara, Shivo Mechtza Pater. 7.5, then you give me exempt. Tosfos explains, what's this case talking about? And that is, the Gemara brought the basket that is a height of 7.5 tefachim. If you threw it where its mouth is on the bottom, meaning the lip is facing downwards, so then you may put it. Because once it reaches in the airspace of 3 tefachim close to the ground, we say it's as if it landed in Rishas Aram. At that time, part of the basket is still above 10 tefachim the ground, which is a makam turin, therefore you don't have all of it in the liable ear of Rishas Aram. That's a Rashi explains. Now Tais explains the Kishmagiyas and Mechitzas Teich Gimel, because when the walls reach within 3 tefachim from the ground, Yesham Mechitzas Asara Levad Hashalayim, you have walls of 10 tefachim besides the bottom, v'harehu rishus ha'yachid, and that's rishus ha'yachid, v'chashiv kenach b'yisashah. So Rashi, Taisa says it, because now we're viewing it as its own private domain. Rashi said because it's in the makom tor. Taisa says because no, now it's rishus ha'yachid, similar as he said previously, v'chashiv kenach b'yisashah, and at that time when it's rishus ha'yachid, it's as if it landed, because it's with the 3 tefachim from the ground. Oh, so when it's landing, it's a Rishus HaYachid. Okay, so that's the case we said of throwing Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid through Rishus Ram, you potter. Now, moreover, says Taisa, b'shuvein mischayev, and subsequently you can't be liable, and as Taisa forewarns, avagav del acha mekein nefel ha'aretz, but subsequently it actually falls to the ground, u'batam in Rishus HaYachid, then it's not considered Rishus HaYachid anymore, because now you don't have any more walls of 10 tefachim, because you never really had, you only had halachic walls of 10 tefachim with love, but once it reaches on the ground, you only have 7.5, and it's like a place in Rishus Ram. Even so, says Taisus, we really viewed it as if it landed, and when it landed, it was just a yachid. So therefore, even though when it really has the actual landing, you're still going to be potter. Aval, but says Taisus, ain't a rachavav. But let's say, as we said in the previous Taisus, that it's talking about a width of 6 tefachim, but it's not 6 tefachim wide, then a fellow zayin then says Taisus, even if it's 7.5 tefachim in the height, chayiv, you're going to be liable. Why? As he said in the previous days, the loy min love it el b'mechitzah. We don't say love it only by walls. Mechitzah like a shivi. It's not considered halachic walls. Eli kishyeshem rachav dal, unless you have a width of four tefachim when it's containing an airspace of a shesayachid, which is what the walls are for. But if it doesn't have a width of four tefachim, harei kishar chafetzim. The alma, then it's like the basket is like a regular object. The loy min love it, and you're not going to say love it, and therefore even if it's a height of 7.5 tefachim, you're going to be chayv. Here next Tzidri Masl, we'll begin with the words of the Gemara. It's not possible for the pieces of the reeds that it shouldn't stick out above 10 tefachim. Which Tzidri comes to explain the logic of Abaya. And because the Gemara brought that Rava disagrees with Abaya. And he holds that no, even if you throw a basket that's 10 tefachim high, even if it does not have a width of 6 tefachim, you can be patur. Why? Because since the basket has a height of 10 tefachim, so obviously some of the pieces from the wicker basket has to be sticking out. And therefore, it comes out that part of the basket is still an exempted area, and therefore you're going to be potter. Tais explains, Ulabaya, that he owes no, only if he has a width of 6 tefachim, you're potter. What does he do with Rav's svara? Says Tais, lechashav kremis, he holds that the little strands sticking out are not considered significant, lechashav agudi b'makom potter, as if it's still attached to an exempted area. And therefore, he holds in that case, you're going to be chayv. It does not hold this logic of the kremis, that won't make it as if part of it is in the exempted area. Turn next to the Maslow. This begins the words of the Gemara. Amale said to him, "V'chein b'guma, so too in a pit." Which Taisa proves that there's no difference between a pit that's 9 tefachim deep or if the depth is less than 9 tefachim deep. And that is the Gemara brought that if you have a beam or shasarab that's 9 tefachim high, since the public use it to shoulder their objects that they're carrying, so it's considered like their shasarab. Rabbi Yossi says, same thing applies to a pit that's 9 tefachim deep. That's also like Rosh Hashanah, since the public uses that area. So Taisa says, as we continue to Amud Beis, Nuchalem, you could say, Devachem Beguman, this that he says, and also for a pit, not just in height, but also in depth, Hainu Kalem, what it means to say is, I feel like a Vaya test of Rosh Hashanah, that even up until a height of 9 tefachim deep is Rosh Hashanah. The Mekasman Baal Deat Chak, because in extreme circumstances, they'll use it to adjust their load. Now, but for Kolshkin Pachas Metisha, but says Taisa, and for sure, if it's less than 9 tefachim deep, for sure it's Rosh Hashanah. And unlike the case of when in height, where then they cannot adjust their loads, but regarding depth, the Yosin Nechlish Tamash, because says Taisa, it's actually much easier to utilize it in depth less than 9 tefachim. And therefore, it's not specifically like in height 9 tefachim, here in depth it's even 9 tefachim, but for sure if it's less. It sounds like this later on, the Kama Brisa that Ma'isa, where the Gemara brings based on the Brisa that comes to support and says, my love, isn't it talking about v'chein b'guma, that when it says in even the pid, it's going as safer, it's going on the end of the halacha, which says that when it's less than 10 tefachim, you could carry from the pit to Rosh Hashanah, and from Rosh Hashanah to the pit, from the fact that we don't find any differentiation in that Brisa between the depth of 9 tefachim or less than that. It only says between, we're discussing regarding if it's less than 10 tefachim or more. Mashmid sounds like the Chalpach is mute. Anything that's less than 10, Metatlin, one could carry from Rosh Hashanah into it or from it to Rosh Hashanah, whether it's 9 or less than 9, Kamei Bakupa, like the case that we're comparing it to of the basket, which we don't differentiate between 9 or less than 9, so too over here by the pit, there's not going to be any difference, and therefore this halacha of the, because the public uses it, would be considered, not again, not specifically 9, but even less than 9 tefachim, because to the contrary, it says Taisa, it's even easier to use it from the public in the pit if it's less than 9 tefachim.